the Seder of the Meals on Erev Tisha B'Av. So just like on Erev Yom Kippur, we know we have a Sudas HaMafsekes, a big meal to prepare for the fast, so too we have a Sudas HaMafsekes on Erev Tisha B'Av. However, there is a major difference between this Sudas HaMafsekes and the Sudas HaMafsekes of Erev Yom Kippur. The last meal eaten after midday on Erev Tisha B'Av contains many restrictions in terms of the menu and how the meal is to be eaten. Accordingly, it is difficult for one to fill himself up and satiate himself during this meal. For this reason, the Rama writes that it is an accustom Ashkenazi practice to have two meals on Erev Tisha B'Av. One earlier on in the day prior to Mincha, and one which is the Sudas HaMafsekes, which is the last meal of the day eaten after Mincha. The first meal is a large meal in which you have no restrictions and can eat whatever you want, besides, of course, from meat, poultry, and wine, which is forbidden throughout the 9 days. But other than that, everything else is permitted during this first pre-Mincha meal. And the Rama writes that its purpose is so one becomes satiated from the food. One then davens Mincha to make a break between the two meals. And close to Tisha B'Av, he has his Sudas HaMafsekes, in which we will discuss its restricted menu. The reason why the Rama places Mincha in between the two meals is so, in case these two meals are taking place in close proximity, you should have a hefsek, an interval between them, to justify the next washing and next benching. As otherwise we say, it's just all one meal, why are you stopping and benching and then washing again? So we need to make a break, but if in any event there will be a long interval of time between the two meals, then it's not necessary to specifically daven mincha in between. This especially applies if a minyan will not be available until later. Should one wash for this first meal? Is it simply for purposes of satiation, or is there any deeper meaning behind it? So the Magen Avram, Avram Gumbiner, one of the famous codifiers in Shulchan Aruch, writes a quite astounding and interesting explanation behind this first pre-Mincha meal. He says that prior to the destruction of the Second Temple, during the Second Temple era, not only did they not mourn on Tisha B'Av, but they actually celebrated it with a celebratory meal, as the Second Temple had advantages over the First Temple in its beauty, in its size, etc. And because the First Temple was destroyed, that allowed them to have this benefit of the Second Temple. And therefore it was a day of celebration. And says the Magen Avram, so too we have Emuna, the Jewish people have faith in Hashem, that once again he will rebuild the Third Temple, in which Tisha B'Av will become a celebratory day, as the Third Temple will be infinitely greater than the first two temples, and it's only because of the destruction that we have ability to benefit from the advantages of the Third Temple, thereby being a reason for celebration. Says the Magen Avram, in expression of this faith, we already have a celebratory meal on Erev Tisha B'Av, in commemoration of the meal that we will one day have in Meretz Hashem this year on Tisha B'Av itself. Based on this, one should wash for the meal, and it should be specifically a meal of simcha, a simcha that's permitted during the 9 days, in anticipation for the future redemption. We're now going to discuss the menu of the Sudas HaMafsekes. So as we said, the last meal of that one eats during the day of Tisha B'Av, after midday, contains all the restrictions of Sudas HaMafsekes, which we will now explain. Because of this, it's very important, as the Poskim emphasize, if you're eating the two meals in proximity, the first meal and then the Sudas HaMafsekes, it's very important to leave room in your stomach for the Sudas HaMafsekes. As we're going to see, you have to wash for the Sudas HaMafsekes, it's a Seuda. And if one's already satiated by his first meal, and when it comes time for the Sudas HaMafsekes, he has no room and has to stuff himself, it doesn't count as the Sudas HaMafsekes, and in essence, his first meal becomes his last meal, which is the Sudas HaMafsekes, which contains all the restrictions which he did not abide by. So therefore, it's very important to leave some space, or at least they should be far apart in time, so you will become hungry again. Okay, let's begin the restrictions. So in addition to the general 9-day prohibition of meat, poultry, and wine, now it's also usher to eat fish during the Sudas HaMafsekes. Furthermore, it's forbidden to eat more than one cooked dish. You can have up to one cooked dish. From the letter of the law, it's permitted to have as many raw fruits and vegetables as you desire, as much bread as you desire. Bread is not included as the cooked dish. It's an addition, so you can have bread and an additional one cooked dish, plus as many raw fruits and vegetables as you want. You're meant to diminish in drinking. You shouldn't drink tea and coffee. Have it beforehand. You shouldn't drink beer during this meal. If you want to fill up on water, do it either afterwards or before. One should limit his water intake during this meal of Sudas HaMafsekes. This is all the letter of the law. However, the custom of this meal is as follows to further restrict the menu. The minhag is that this meal contains simply of bread, salt, and a hard-boiled egg. We take the bread, and many also take the egg, and dip it into ash. You can make ash in many different ways. Simply burning a piece of bread until it's black is already suffice for ash. We dip it into ash, and we say, this is the meal of Tisha B'Av. The meal is customarily eaten on the floor with an interval between your bottom and the floor, because according to Kabbalah, we shouldn't be sitting directly on the floor. So you should put a towel or something or a cushion in between, or a low stool. But we eat it on the ground, and we don't eat it in a company of another two adults that are above bar mitzvah, because we don't want to make ourselves obligated to say a zimin. Even if one did, he still does not say a zimin. So to summarize, the menu for Sudas HaMafsekis is lechatchila, bread, water, salt, egg, and ash. You can eat as many eggs as you want, hard-boiled, but none other cooked food may be eaten. If you're still hungry and you need to fill yourself up, you can eat an unlimited amount of fruits and vegetables that are not cooked. You cannot eat fish. It is not necessary to bench before Shkia. You can bench also after Shkia, and you can also perform Mayim Achreinim at that time on the tips of your fingers, as is customarily done. We do not recite Nachem in benching, even if you're benching after Shkia. When benching, one should have in mind to not accept the fast until sunset arrives, and thereby he can continue eating and drinking according to all opinions. In the event that he did not do so, he may still continue eating and drinking so long as he did not explicitly accept the fast yet. He may continue eating and drinking until Shkia, but once again, his eating must be limited to those foods permitted during Sudas HaMafsekis, so no fish, and he may not have another cooked dish. May we merit that our first celebratory meal, as writes the Magen Avraham, actually becomes the celebration meal for the coming of Mashiach and the building of the Third Temple this year.